Hi, this is comedian Liz Blanc, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
To the default setting. This is going very well already.
We're off to a good start.
We're such a good start. This is the best podcast episode yet, and I have been talking for 10 seconds. Oh my god. Don't do drugs, kids.
Definitely do them.
Do them. Don't end up like us. We're totally not on drugs. I think we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. My name is Jess Falstick.
And I'm Gigi Chick.
And today we have comedian, mayor of Whoville, and Stephen King impersonator, Dr. Andy Meredith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hello. I just ruined all of the punchlines to all of your jokes.
Well, it's okay. I'm probably not going to do my act.
But I remembered all your jokes because that's how often I see you perform. That's good. So that's something.
That's right.
I see you a lot.
I have seen you a lot, and I'm glad to... be here. And it's funny seeing people a lot too, because I was doing a show and Bill Squire was headlining.
Yeah.
And I was outside smoking a cigarette and an audience member was like, "Oh my god, Bill's starting, you gotta get in there." I'm like, "No, I don't."
That's awesome that Bill has that kind of following though. Good job, Bill.
Yeah,
Bill Squire,
job,
shout
Bill.
Out.
I'm like, "No, I've literally seen Bill's act three
I know, I feel
times
like we take that for granted. That's like we think about people who are friends with celebrities, like, "Oh my god, you just bask in their glow," and they're like, "Nah, they're cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
Some people."
Cool. I can't imagine like being in that situation, like just speaking of celebrities, being in a situation like that where you're friends with a celebrity and just being able to be cool. Like, I don't think
someday you're still going to be best friends with me and I'm
well,
going to be famous.
There we go.
And you're going to know exactly.
But it's not the same. Like, you. Yeah. Okay.
No,
I'm just saying,
being an asshole.
If I know you before you're famous,
hey.
I won't act like a weirdo.
No, I trust that you're not going to act any more like a weirdo than you already do. Gigi has turned her mic away. Gigi is done.
She can't get through a sentence.
This podcast will never air.
Yes, it will. Oh, it
hey,
will.
We haven't yet talked about Andy's default setting, which he says is asshole.
I'm back.
That's
you guys,
right. Absolutely.
In case you care.
Gigi's crying right now.
Welcome back.
Oh my god. Whatever that's the best weed. I mean, like, seriously, this is making the episode
I'm
right
crying.
Now.
This is so
Dr.
great.
Andy Meredith, I'm so glad you came already because we are so more high than we've ever been in all the episodes combined of
Yay.
This show. And we're often high on this show.
Yeah.
Ohio,
it's
get your fucking shit
be.
Together. Not that anyone cares at this point, but just fucking make it legal already. This is stupid.
We're close enough. We have our weird medical thing going on, which is cool.
It's like one step away.
It also helps with gun control because a lot of people don't know. If you have your medical marijuana card, you actually can't get a gun. I'm not a really big gun person, but I was surprised to find that out.
So you can't get a gun if you have a
medical? You cannot purchase a gun if you have a medical marijuana
That's a
license.
Sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like marijuana.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that rule.
I am. I was just surprised. I didn't realize that the two things would correlate because, well...
You can have a mental illness and have a gun.
Yeah.
And you can
That's
have...
That's why.
Like, that I'm not okay with.
You know, I feel like a stoner is going to be less dangerous with a gun than, like you said, like a mentally ill person.
Well, and like, if anything, like marijuana is supposed to help with mental wellness. So, you know.
True.
I probably sound like such a chick.
I wouldn't
right
go
now.
Shoot up a school when I'm high on a couch.
No, like, I'm too tired. Yeah. And I want to just eat Cheez-Its. I don't want to fucking... Oh, the cat's high too.
Yeah.
Cat got a secondary buzz.
Oh, man. I had... when I was waiting to come in, the cat and I were hanging out.
Oh, yeah. You guys
were
BFF.
Time.
There was a bonding.
Best time.
You guys when just... I looked over, you just had...
Brutus almost curb stomped you.
A big
oh, absolutely.
He ran at
that's
you
my,
so
that's
fast.
That's the thanks I get. I pet the little cat spot right by the tail.
Yeah, yeah.
We all love that.
Oh, yeah.
Like dry skin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's going to come in and just jump on my face. Seriously. Because
he was like...
I don't know. It's the first time I've seen this
you
guy.
You blocked
your
face
kicked
like
in
there
the
was a
the
frisbee coming at you.
It was terrifying.
This podcast is off to a bad start.
This is the best possible start. There's crazy cats. We're high as hell.
It is.
So wait, why do you say your default setting is asshole?
Because it just is. I'm okay. not actually, well, I never, like, since a young age, I just wanted to be funny. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it's not a thing. Like, you have to be, like, a funny actor or a funny comedian or something like that.
You just wanted to be, like, as a profession?
Oh, you just wanted to be, like, everyone would laugh just from you being literally, in the room. Just
all the time. And I didn't know that scripts
existed. Yeah.
So, like, I would watch, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000. Ah! I thought they were, like, off the top of their head with that. Yeah. And so, off the cuff. I needed to, like, I actively tried to be that way. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm just kind of a loudmouth, sarcastic asshole.
And everyone else, all the kids were like, what is happening?
Like, I mean, I'm not always, like, on.
Yeah.
On. But for real, like, my default setting is, like, quick, something smart, something funny to say back, like, all the time, forever. And that is fucking grating. And that is obnoxious.
You're a self-aware asshole.
As all. Oh, yeah. I'm 11 months sober from alcohol.
Yay!
So I've had to go through a lot of, like, well, like, you know, if you've ever been in a relationship, especially because I'm talking to two women, you have your laundry list of the bad shit
that
your significant other
is. For sure.
So you're just ready to whip out at any time. You got that scroll. Hanging out. Yep. Well, when you're a drunk asshole, that list gets long.
Oh, yeah.
It gets really long. And so, you know, having a clear mind, which, again, the secret of sobriety is to get high on weed all the time.
Yes!
they don't tell you that at the meeting.
Well, okay, so the last 6 weeks, I've actually been staying from alcohol during the week, which isn't sobriety, but, like, I just was trying to lose.
FYI, today's a Wednesday, so you're not abstaining today.
Well, no. It was the month of May.
Oh, okay.
So the month of May was the guideline. So now she's... And she can attest it was a day. I needed this beer because it was a day. But that's the thing. Like, I would smoke instead to get through the week because you just can't always have to be in reality. It's just
No. It's just, it's horrible.
No,
and
it's terrible.
I don't have the brain for it. I was on Adderall and Ritalin since I was like 5. Okay. Obviously, like I was saying, I'm sober from alcohol. So I was an alcoholic for a good amount of time. Like, weed is what the ADD, ADHD person looks for. It takes the edge off of me. It does fine with me. But, like, while I'm sober all day at work, like, you know, I always said that, like, I don't have, like, varying levels of patience. It's like a pool, and it drains throughout the day. So, like, if my work sucks and I'm sober the whole time and I come home and everyone's acting like freaking shitheads.
Yeah.
And... And, like, it's like, oh, you have no patience. You've been home with the kids for half an hour, and you're, like, scolding them about whatever. I'm like, it was gone. It was gone at 9:30. Like, they didn't have a prayer. And I come home, and shit's on fire.
Yeah.
Or one time, here, I'll give you an example. One time, I came home, and my son had snuck chocolate milk, like, in his mouth throughout the day, like a prisoner or something. And he kept spitting it into a squirt gun.
Oh.
And then he shot it all over the ceiling in his room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this was
a rancid chocolate milk.
And this was, like, 3 or 4 years ago at this point. But it's like, hey, walk in the door to that shit.
Yeah. You're like,
after you've had a long day, especially, like, I'm very grateful for my job now. I actually make enough money for, like, a human being. And my wife has, like, back problems and stuff. She can't work. Aww. Like, it's been a real struggle. Yeah. So it's like, hey, I'm coming home. We're broke. And, like, no matter how much I work, it just won't matter.
Right, like,
insurance?
Right.
What's insurance?
Right.
That's what old people have or something. Like, no way.
Amazing. Oh, my God.
Like, that's not really a great way to live, but it was the reality of it. Like, they, you know. And so, like, there was never anything to alleviate it aside from just getting, like, totally wasted. And that's, like, again, not a way to, like, live all the time.
Right.
And I'm different from other people who are alcoholics and stuff like that because I don't care if other people drink. Like, you guys are having a beer. And that will never affect me.
It's not as
me.
Good as the weed. I'm going to tell you that right
weed
now.
Weed is so awesome.
I know. There's no calories in weed if you're smoking.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and, like, people always say that drugs are expensive, but I always felt like that dollar for dollar, I've gotten, you know, it's cheap for the time I get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, except cocaine. Like, I never actually paid for it.
I've never,
like,
tried it, and I don't want to.
Well, I was on, I have ADHD, so I took Ritalin until I was in, like, 4th or 5th grade, then I started getting migraines from it, and then I was on Adderall till I was 18.
Okay.
So I was on amphetamines for every day for 13 years of my life. And crazy. When I moved to New York and I'm an adult, I'm like 21, 22, whatever. And you do cocaine at a bar for the first time. And I'm like, oh, this is it. People fight wars over this and stuff.
So it's like, not really compared to like Adderall.
No, because I mean, you're in it, especially when you're actually taking it like you're prescribed to. It's literally all day, every day. Wow. So, I mean, like, it was like this is, and I'm sure it wasn't the best quality.
Wow. You know? That's what blows my mind, that Adderall is like stronger shit. Because I know people snort it and stuff. I just didn't realize it was.
See, and they shouldn't even snort it. Like, just take it and just like, well, it's different for people who it's not actually intended for, because it really speeds you up and gets you going. But like, it worked for me, I guess, in a way that I was like an emotionless bastard, except for, hey, default, I'm an asshole. Like, I was really good at expressing my anger, whether it was righteous or not. I was really good at like snapping and losing it and being crazy.
Right.
You put a kid on a bunch of amphetamines with an anger problem. How's that going to work out?
Like, not allowed to have a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Oh my gosh. I don't have one. I was listening to an episode.
I don't want one.
I was listening to an episode that we recorded, probably in the back of the beginning of March, that just aired last week. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about like, hey.
Great editing window.
I know, right? That's how it goes. People, fuck you. If you want magic, go listen to David Blaine's.
We're
going
to try not to be too topical. Trump might not be president.
I know. And so we were literally talking about, this is what was funny about it, is it was right after that Parkland shooting happened. And I was like, the latest school shooting happened. And I was like, people will have no idea when we talked about this, because there's one that probably happened 2 days
that
before.
That sounds so scary and morbid.
Like, but it was true, because it was right after that fucking San Antonio one, or the one in Texas that just happened. So I was like, so it wasn't like I was Nostradamus. I just fucking knew when that was going to air, there would have been a school shooting 2 days before it aired.
You
so.
Don't need to be Nostradamus. You need to be able to read a calendar. It's like every 2 weeks
or
so?
Yeah, it's on schedule. Yeah, and then those are just the ones you hear about. Like, because I think whenever they talk about the statistics, they're like, like, last year, there were, like, so many hundreds of school shootings. And I'm like, we heard maybe about, what, 5 of these? Mm-hmm. And the rest of them, like, you just never knew it happened. Because it, like, no one got killed, no one got wounded. Or if they did, it was just, like, minor wounds or, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, just a guy with a gun again. Whatever.
I'm surprised there never was, like,
finish your Cheetos.
A shooting at my old school.
It's worth it. Wait, why are you surprised there wasn't a shooting?
Not my old school. My high school.
Old school? So, wait, was there... Oh, God, it's just going to be like this.
I don't know what
our default setting is giggly high.
But anyways, I'm surprised there wasn't a shooting when I was there, because it was in Avon Lake. Heroin is rampant and lots of white kids, so. Mm-hmm.
Was it back then? Heroin rampant there?
Oh, yeah.
When did you graduate?
2007.
Oh, okay. I graduated in 06, yeah.
Good God. You know what, kids? 19 years ago today, I graduated from high school, so. My college diploma can go get wasted in Canada right now.
Have you had a calculator with you?
For what?
They always told you that you got to learn this stuff.
Do you?
You're never going to have
a
calculator.
Oh, the TI calculator. The fucking graph. Did you guys have that graphing calculators?
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. Those things were expensive. And they made your parents pay for them. Which in my school was ludicrous. Because like a third of the kids lived in a trailer park. Like there was no way. I'm not being disparate. Like they literally lived in the trailer park. And I was like, they can't afford lunch. Like, and you're asking their parents to buy them a $150 fucking calculator to get through this class.
So stupid.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I
anyway.
Still have mine. I refuse to throw it away.
I'm surprised, actually, in retrospect, there wasn't shooting, because we only had white kids at our school. So I'm surprised they didn't shoot, because I graduated the year Columbine. I graduated the same, like, two months after Columbine.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so it was not, like, unheard of back then for that shit to happen. But the other thing was everybody was a farmer.
Well,
so
I was
going to
say, especially for you,
shotguns.
Too. In Avon Lake, there were so many hunters. So, like, every family had guns. Like, had a
shotguns
gun.
Shotguns and rifles.
Had,
my dad
kind.
Had a collection. Yeah.
So it's a bunch of white kids with guns and heroin is involved.
See,
how
we
was
were
there
just,
not a shooting?
There were a bunch of really angry white boys who just hated everything that wasn't street white. And so that's what makes me actually kind of alarmed. Although they probably didn't have anything to be angry about other than the fact that they were just 17. Because, I mean, they all lived on farms and they all got to be racist together and all got to be like, you know what I mean? They didn't really have anything to really be angry about. So maybe that's why. I don't know why people should.
Well, it's just like, as an angry white kid, like, you're just like, and I'm sure not everyone was like this, but like, it's just there bubbling.
Mm.
Like, you're just fucking angry because you're just full of hormones and you don't have a real outlet for it. Mostly probably because you can't talk to a fucking girl and get something done about those or guy, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and that even like, more so to that point.
Really crazy.
Yeah. If you think about like, it. But like, seriously, like, you know, you can only fuck a sock for so long and it's just like, you know, you're trying to live up to whatever in your crazy fucked up teenage head you're supposed to be doing. Whatever you're doing at the time isn't good enough.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing better than you at everything. Or you just flatly want out of it.
And you're usually isolated a lot, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I was like a social person and I was even my fucking mascot at my school. I was the rebel guy. Willoughby South High School, the rebel guy. And then they got rid of the whole thing ever because it's like, hey, South High Rebels.
You were the last one.
People are wearing the stars and bars on their t-shirts and shit. There's a problem with this. It's just dumb. And people are, there's Facebook groups because they finally changed that mascot and whatnot. I'm like, you guys listen to yourselves? We're in the North, for God's sake. What are you yelling about your stupid racist flag? Again, stupid racist, but still, like, you're in the North still.
Yeah. History's not really a thing for them, except for the parts they want to hear. Everything else is fake news.
And those guys are the same thing, though. They're just seething with fucking this misplaced, displaced fucking rage because they're not living up to something. They don't know how to live up to it.
Right.
And whatever it is, like, I don't know if it's because you're a man. Maybe people feel it because they're black or, you know, like you came from a rich family or you want to get out of a poor family, whatever it is. It's like there's never a fucking calm and it drags on you.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's hard to find an outlet for it.
Yeah.
And it's bad to be around things that, like, that's why I don't listen to metal anymore.
Really?
I don't, like, downplay my psychotic tendencies.
Wow.
And, like, you know, smoke pot and listen to Grateful Dead and stuff.
Nice.
Like, hey, like that. Like, I don't know what I would be like if I went, like, a week or a month without smoking pot. Like, it would be a nightmare.
What... Like, did you mostly really get into pot after you quit drinking, or?
No. It was pot first.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I had drank beer and whatever, and I had stories about getting too drunk and whatever, but it didn't get, like, out of control until, like, after I was married and I stopped talking to my family. Like, a lot of things went right and went wrong at the same time, and I just drank. And then I just didn't stop, like, drinking it away after time had passed. And well, that's just not how it works. It just gets worse. Like there's not a, or like, hey, you know, I was sober for like a whole day.
Yeah.
Like I did it. And then I smoked $30 worth of weed to do it.
Right.
Like woohoo.
Right.
I did it. Right.
Yeah.
But it was just bad. And, but I'd always smoked pot. Like the first time I ever tried it and the same thing with cigarettes, I guess I just like smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Like
first the oral time fixations.
Yeah. And the whole thing of it, like the first time I smoked, I'm like, oh, cigarettes. These are great. Like everyone else has some story about drinking and whatever, you know, and like, oh, I finally broke down, bought a pack. I'm like, I smoked a cigarette. Like, oh, these are absolutely fantastic. And weed was the same thing. Like I felt okay for the first time.
Okay.
When I smoked weed without feeling like a zombie, like I did when you're on Adderall and stuff. Because when you actually have ADHD and you're on Adderall and stuff, it like, you know, I can sure pay attention in math class, but I don't have feelings. And, but you still are angry because it's just the most base thing.
Yeah.
Like it's the hardest to get away from.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you think that, was the assholiness before the pot use? Was the assholiness as a result of it? Was the assholiness a result of being on medication that makes you feel nothing? Where does that come from?
I think it's literally just like, I have no patience. And
it's always been that way?
Yeah, I have no patience. My lack of patience has just gotten worse since I've gotten older. Because like, especially now that I have kids, I got real responsibilities and shit. Can't be fucking around. I don't have time for this nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, I have time for this nonsense.
Yeah, right.
This nonsense is great.
I can't complain. This is the best part of my week.
I'm still in space.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting booked for a show that's not happening. Or they don't tell people that it's canceled or whatever. It's like, I drove all the way out here.
Yep.
Or, you know, I tried to do a podcast for a while. I'm like, I was the one who was married with kids, but I was the only one that could stick to a fucking weekly schedule. Right. What was that about?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure, with comics or.
Yeah, yeah, with Dan Brown and TM Francis. Mm-hmm. It was called The Circle of Hate.
It was a podcast, you said?
It was.
Oh, that's
it was
cool. I love both those guys. You guys are all great.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'll try to dig up
some. I would love to hear some. Yeah. You. Well, because I came up with TM when I first started comedy. I started at the Improv with Dave Schwinson.
Nice.
And that's how I met TM. Was there. Yeah. Just, I think, kind of like inspiring us all with his awesome. He was like so fucking good. I think he just took the class so he could be like, yeah, these people. Like, just to feel better about himself.
To try to get in. So it's good. Also a way to try to get in at the Improv if you're not quite where they're just going to pick you up from
your
tape.
Sure, that makes sense. Oh, God, he's so good, though. And Dan's hilarious,
He is
too.
So good. They're both
That's
amazing.
How I know Jeremy, actually, is through these guys. Yeah.
Well, it's cool because like, even on the Facebook page, that Cleveland Akron Comedy Facebook page, you can see my little bearded face in the corner from back in the day with those guys. Like, it's just crazy. And I basically just like, for like 2.5 years, I didn't really do comedy at all. I basically like went to work and came home and tried to not fuck it up with my wife and my kids, but that gets harder to do as the night goes on and
well,
the drunker
time,
you
time
are.
Goes on, yeah.
And like, if I wasn't hanging out with them directly and ruining their life, I was literally sitting in a chair and getting drunk. Like, it was a crazy thing.
I was scarring my children for life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. I was getting liver damage and watching slowly making them watch their father die a young, horrible death.
No, I shut the door. They didn't watch.
Sorry. All right, so wait.
I'm responsible. I'd shut the door.
You'd be like, hey, kids, look over there. And then you just slowly...
Yep, have you been smoking? No, it's a candle. It's all good.
It's a leaf.
This is what candles smell
like. And cat pee scented candle. Yeah. Okay, so you said, because I was asking about the assholiness and how it got started, and you said you've always been that way, and we got into the topic of sobriety. Sorry, what were we? What was in between that?
Oh, no matter the phase of my life, sober, not sober, successful, shit the bed, nightmare person.
Yeah.
Like, wherever I've been, the underlying current is just a defect of personality. Like, I'm just a prick. I'm a loudmouth, sarcastic, not even like spiteful. It's just like, I don't give a shit. Like, I just kind of don't. And I want to hang out with people, and people are cool. I want to have a good day. Like, especially with sobriety, it's helped. Like, one day at a time. Don't focus on how you just ruined everything yesterday. You're such a prick, and you yell, and like, you have such a short temper, and you're just terrible. Like, it's fine. Today's
just forget that all that damage was done. Just pretend like it never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Repress.
Yeah.
Press it down.
Oh, at this point, like, I try to just, like, minimize the damage. Like, my daughter does gymnastics. She didn't really want me there.
Yeah.
And so I don't go.
Yeah.
But she's still, like, you know, that's my fault. And I have to work on it day to day to rebuild those relationships that I ruined. And
yeah.
I'm glad I have the opportunity to. You know, with a lot of other people in my life, I either haven't had it or don't want it because fuck them.
Right. No, I get that. was sobriety sort of the initial step toward getting to that place for you? Or?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Like, I was going to die. In fact, when I went into the hospital, day after Father's Day, way to be.
Irony.
Way to be, Dad. Get so drunk you have to drive yourself to the hospital the next day.
Ugh.
When I got to the hospital, they said I was at... 0.17, I think, which is higher than Vince Neil when he killed that guy.
Oh, good God.
And I hadn't drank since the night before. They told me they were pretty sure that I should have died.
Oh, my God.
Like, actually, like, dead, like, you're laying on your bed, like, dead. So I couldn't do that anymore.
That's a like, good time to decide.
Well, and like every classic addict, alcoholic, whatever, there were plenty of times before that I should have... known better and not even necessarily quit drinking at that time because I don't think it would have happened.
Okay.
You know, it's the same way that like you arrive at the conclusion in the hospital while you're crying that you can't drink at all.
Right.
Anymore. Like if I could have a couple, I would have done it by
right.
now. And I'll be a year sober July 1st.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I couldn't even do a fucking 7 days. So that is...
It, it's only what your goal is, though. Yeah. Like, because if you're not ruining your life, sure. Like, it's not a real goal right. for you to. I mean, like, and you know, like, not to take away from you drinking sure. during the week whatever. Yeah. But like, you know, hey, I'm gonna drink on Friday night.
Right.
Like, I'm cool. Just take a breath, smoke some weed.
Right.
Friday night, we're gonna get turnt, and it's all good.
Right.
Like, I just whenever I get the temptation, I think about how fucked up it was. And yeah. Now, like, people in AA would always tell me, like, oh, you still live at your house. Like, you're so lucky. I'm like,
oh, holy fuck. Shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
They have, well, and I always kind of didn't appreciate it, though, either. Like, oh, you're a high rock bottom. You know, you still have, like, a job and whatnot.
And
like,
your family wow. and stuff.
Like, and I guess that makes you feel better, question mark? I don't know.
I guess, but at the same time, I, like, in the early meetings, like, I'd tell people I hadn't quit drinking yet because I was weaning off because I didn't have money for rehab. Thank you, America. Oof. So I had to go, like, old school, just, like, cut in half and then cut it that in half a week later, and then I was done.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, you know, like, yeah. When you're ready to take it seriously and stuff, like find a sponsor and whatnot. I'm like, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah. But at
the same time, they've seen a million people like me. Right. They also don't go back.
Wow.
As far as they know, I'm dead. But that's also how much they care. Like, it turned into like little Edna's sewing circle. Like, my wife still drinks and she's never had a problem with it.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. So I got her some beer and then I hear her on a little knitting circle like, oh, I saw Andy at a gas station buying beer. It's like, oh, thanks for coming up and talking to me and asking how I'm doing.
Sure, yeah.
And whatever. Mm. Or asking me about the beer because you're supposed to be so supportive of my sobriety, but you don't come
right,
talk
what
to
didn't
me
you?
Yeah, while I have beer stupid. In my hand.
Yeah.
But you give a shit about my sobriety.
Yeah. Right.
You know. For their own vested gossipy interests. No, where was this? Where are you from?
I was living in Willoughby.
Okay.
At the time. So okay. I moved out of my hometown finally. I live Woo-hoo! In Willowick.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Willowick.
But I've been everywhere though. I went to college in Arkansas, then I moved to Colorado, and then I moved I moved to Oklahoma, then Colorado, then New York City, then back to Colorado,
wow.
then down to Arkansas, then back to here. Jeez. And then I met my wife and
my
kids.
Oh, my God. Wait, did you do military at all? Or
no. Okay, no. I've worked in IT since I was like 17. And oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We'll have to talk more about that.
Flavin,
sure. Right, no one else gives a shit, but we'll talk
shop.
She's
like,
for
I'm
a
just
minute.
Gonna go smoke more of that weed
You're
on
like,
the porch.
Printers, right, man? Fucking achiness of printers. I hate them.
What are we supposed to expect? This is a dot matrix, man.
You know, you can try this before you call me.
You're welcome.
but like, you know, I was able to just kind of move around and shit. And it's like, I was doing anything to not go to Ohio. So it's like, I went to the University of Arkansas cause they accepted me and they went to Ohio.
Is that what Razorbacks?
Yeah.
Woo woo.
And I lived, on a farm, the second time that I went there, I lived on a farm outside of, Fort Smith,
okay.
which Randy Brown was talking about.
All right.
I
know. So I feel like there's so many things. Like I'm noticing parallels between you and Andy.
Oh,
you guys have the wedding ring tattoos.
Yeah, he actually stole that from me. I was joking when I said he stole his wife out from under me because like I was literally married the whole time. I've known both of them.
Yeah.
But Mary's cool as shit.
Mary, we're coming for you. We're gonna have you on the show.
Yeah, you're next. You'll be on. You'll play
next.
Out in December or something.
I know, exactly.
Right.
I love snacks. They're going on. That's
yeah, do you want some snacks?
No.
Okay.
I got cotton mouth like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why I'm like drinking this beer.
Yeah, if I eat crackers,
I have
right
to
now,
operate a machine later.
What machine?
My car.
Oh, where are you going?
Just home. But it's not far. But I have to take her, and I don't want her dead. Like I'd prefer to be dead before you be dead.
It's fine. It's not
That's
LSD.
The nicest thing anyone said to me in a long time.
But I mean it.
You're going to be fine.
I think everyone should stay alive for the most part before me. There are a few that are behind me, but
few. I'm like Thanos. I could do with like half.
I didn't see it. I don't care about
That's
that
fine.
Film.
You don't have to.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm not. No, this is definitely not Judgy Jess. This is just the explanation for why I have no idea. Like, Spider always talks about Thanos, and I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, like, I have a vague idea of what that means, but I don't really know.
And not to a spider level of knowledge,
right.
That's for sure.
Long story short, he wanted to get magical powers so that he could snap his fingers and half the population would disappear from the universe. In the movie, he says it's to conserve resources. In the
spoiler alert. No, I'm just being
honest. They've all, if you actually like that, yeah,
if you're listening to my podcast and hasn't right, haven't you. Seen it now, eat a dick.
Yeah, fuck you, listeners.
So he can reduce. Fuck everyone.
Audience, you bastards.
You fuckers.
You bad.
But in the comics, he wants to do it because he's in love with the physical manifestation of death in the form of a skeleton Grim Reaper that I refer to as Mandy, my wife.
His wife is funny. She sent him a really funny fucking text the other night.
She is hilarious, and I don't deserve her.
It's very rare you find two people that are both fucking hysterical, so that's amazing that you
absolutely landed. Ridiculous.
Okay, explain to our audience what the text was, because Gigi didn't see it either, and it's really fucking funny. So did you tell her the joke that I told, or you just said something about...
No, I sent her your joke. So your joke was, is your ass the F5 key because it's refreshing?
That's right.
It's
refreshing. And I like that one.
It's amazing. I loved that joke.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
I get 25% of the crowd every time on that joke.
And so my wife texted back, like, I would look for it now, but she's my wife, so there's a million texts.
You have to step through.
Let me go find that text.
Let me find that text.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's from like, ago. Yeah, it might as well be from 1987.
But she replied back with like, error, message not delivered because you're a dumb creep. Do not send stupid shit to me, error.
Like, you showed error. Me that I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
And she's like, I'm glad. And I told her that I sent the text to my wife and she's like, well, hopefully I'll get you laid. And I'm like, no, that's not going to happen.
You're like,
I did
see?
Get laid though.
You did? Yay! It happened!
Probably
my
unrelated.
Jokes. I say my jokes are causing fornication. That's
they may have like given me a point, but the whole rest of my existence, it's kind of like, eh, whatever, you know.
Whatever.
Drop in the ocean. Like, oh, you did like, you know, hey, thanks, Jess, for the help. Like,
you're
that gave
welcome.
Me, that gave me like Allie. One stroke.
Yay! Like, I contributed to a stroke. That sounded really weird. Picture me with like your whole left side of your face going, goddamn, Jess, lost track.
Yeah, this sounded like a song from a little, like a scary movie that a little kid would be singing.
I contributed to a stroke.
The lady's got skills. I felt like I was gonna die sometimes. Yeah. I've like felt it in my chest, like it's just pounding too hard. But also at the time I was doing all the work, so whatever. I don't know. And then seriously, like a month or two ago, she fucked me into like a 14-hour coma. Like,
those are fun. I like that. It's actually the French have a term for it. It's called le petit mort, which is like the little death.
I thought that was the orgasm.
Really?
Though,
yeah,
not
but
the nap after.
Oh, see, I thought it was the orgasm. Like it was because the orgasm caused.
Oh.
The passing outing. You
I
know
like
what
that
I mean?
Better.
Yeah, that's what I always
I like
thought
that
it
way
meant.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would make
that's
more sense.
That's what it means now.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, so going forward, le petit mort.
You heard it here first.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It means the 14-hour-long coma after orgasm. That's what I always think.
Yeah, but I will go toe-to-toe with anyone's Tinder story. Like, yeah, did you ever get fucked into a 14-hour coma?
Wait, this
like,
is... Oh, yeah, just from your wife. To a Tinder story. That's fucking... That's awesome. Yeah. That is relationship goals right there. Yeah. That like, you're like, no, my wife fucked me into a 14-hour coma. Like, that's fantastic.
And the only reason I'm still around, I swear to God, is because she likes having sex with me. And because she couldn't quite get it together to leave me like financially.
Right.
So it's like,
no, I understand.
We're going to give a shot and, you know, I like fucking you.
I think, yeah, honestly, yeah, if the sex is still good, especially
I don't
if you hate, like the hate sex has got to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, I think that's still relationship goals. Because if you still want to have sex after, how long are you guys married? Like 3 months.
Shit. It'll be, it was 5 years.
So yeah, if you still want to fuck after 5 years, that's impressive as shit.
But she was furious at me, like around our anniversary, because, well, something. Like I said, trying to repair relationships and stuff like that. So it's like a little thing can blow up into a big, huge thing, like super easily. So it's like, all right, well, happy anniversary, I guess. I'm going to use MoviePass by myself. Hopefully, I'll come home after y'all are asleep and we won't get in a fight that results in me trying to stay at my buddy's house.
Oh, my God.
But again,
I'm just very glad that I was single.
Like, 98%. My fault, okay?
Yeah.
Like I'm not arguing with a wall, okay? Mm, like, my dog didn't throw a lamp at me
right
while I was being an asshole.
Hey,
okay?
I get it.
Like,
I get it, man. I get it.
Like, yeah, and I do, I do a joke about this, like, on stage. But I'm like, I've heard her on the phone with her mother. And it's like, I am sitting there, like, doing a Sudoku puzzle. And Andy just comes in and, like, rips the magazine out of my hand, calls me a cunt. And then, like, we got in a fight about it. And then, yeah, I threw a lamp at him. I'm like, you skipped a lot. Ah!
There was a lot between A and B there.
I guarantee, I could almost guarantee you that if you were minding your own business and leaving me the fuck alone while I was drunk,
you wouldn't have just ran in and ripped the, like, Sudoku puzzle. Again,
not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay. But I'm just saying that, like, it doesn't just fall out of
the
sky.
I think that's a classic sort of scenario. Like, yeah. One of my favorite episodes of The Simpsons is when Mr. Burns hits Bart with his car, and then they go to court, and then the stories they tell is that, like, Mr. Burns was trying to chase Bart down with his car and was, like, cackling evilly, and then Bart tells the story, and he's just, or no, that was Bart's version, and then Mr. Burns is like, Bart was chasing him down on his skateboard just to get hit by the car. And then he got out of the car and, like, cradled him in his arms and was like, take me, I'm old. And, like, neither of those things happened because we all like to paint the very, like, one-sided, like, story. You know what I mean? See, to your point.
And that's kind of, with all these years of being an asshole, though, like, especially now that I'm sober, though, it's like, no, look, I'm a loudmouth asshole. I am sorry. You still threw a lamp at me. That does not make any of this okay.
100%. That's the thing I look back on all the time now. Like,
I was wrong. I'm sorry.
We can look, like, when I was married, I got divorced, but, like, you kind of, I have a tendency sometimes to look back on it and whatever the opposite of rose-colored glasses is, which is to say, like, you know, oh, yeah, he fucked up repeatedly, mm-hmm. and I was, like, of no sin. And then I just keep thinking about how fucking angry I used to get, and I've thrown, like, we had a bar stool, and I couldn't pick mm-hmm. it up over my head and threw it, but I slid it across the floor at him.
Yeah.
And I've thrown, like, all kinds of other shit because I was so mad. And every once in a while, I'll have a flashback to that and be like, no, like, I had fucking anger issues out the asshole.
Absolutely.
And did not handle
it. I could
any
easily fight, like, a little French woman as well.
Fight, like, a little French woman? Is that a saying?
Just a fit of passion.
We can make an event out of it.
Le petit malt.
Calling all little French women. We are...
Line up for auditions. See if Gigi can throw you across the front yard.
I'm single and I'm strong. Oh. And I guarantee I can throw you.
No one that over sounded five, really five. Weird. We got to keep them little.
Keep them little.
Keep those little French women coming.
I actually had a guy tell me one time. He told me.
Littering and.
A guy will never be worth your time. I never want to see you with a guy who can't pick you up over his head and.
Wait.
Twirl you around. And I was like, what? Like, your wife is 5 foot, like, this, the, like, le petit woman.
Le petit
living. And, like, I was just like, but not every, what? That's not, like, a thing that happens.
Good God.
My dream that's not on, like, a list. A woman who could deadlift me.
Only if you can pick me up over your head and swing me around.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dog, you know? You want to have a dog you're a little bit of afraid of. You know?
I'm not a pizza. I'm not.
We here at The Default Setting do not endorse the opinions of our guests and strictly reflected of their own.
Yeah.
Well, I like how I was able to, in full stoned regalia, throw in a little legal disclaimer. Like,
that was good.
Jargon.
Well, and the pace was spot on.
It just makes it easier for Pete to not have to cut it out if I just keep saying, like, disclaimer, we here at The Default Setting do not support the views.
Can we do a moment of silence for Pete to have to cut it?
No. No, it's fine. I like ruffling feathers, actually, because, I don't know, like, I grew up around boys, really long story short. Somehow I didn't become an asshole, I think, because I felt so bad when the boys were, like, mean. Because mm-hmm. boys, I think, are just, they're naturally mean, which I think they play more rough than we do. Which is why I think, like, I sit in the middle. Like, I have a lot of friends who are, like, super liberal feminist, but also, like, I feel like sometimes they're not realistic about the things that they're upset about.
No.
And so I sit very, very firmly in the middle. But also because of growing up around all boys, I don't know if it's like a just inherently part of like my double X chromosomes, but like I felt bad when they were mean. You know what I mean? I never wanted to be like, yeah I'm going to play rough too. So like I am the kind of person who has a really rough time with like roast battles and I have a really hard time with like just being mean in general because like it just kind of makes my heart hurt when people are mean.
And this just speaks to the point, though. Like you say these things, like, at your core, you don't want to be mean.
Right.
Like, you don't want... At my core, I am, like, the best at roast battles. I'm so good at them.
I've seen you perform at them. They're really funny. Who did you go against? I was against Megan. Who did you go against again?
It was Ray.
Was it Ray? I thought Ray went against Spider.
Oh, God. No, yeah. You wait. Was that the last one?
He was. Andy was there. Did you just do stand up?
I just did.
You just did stand up for the last one.
At the prattle, I was.
The prattle, you were
against
Ray. Yes, mine. You were against Ray. Correct. Yeah. And you guys were really good. Or you were. Well, you won, right? Because Ray didn't even like. I love him, but he was just like, "You're cute," and that was pretty much.
And Jeff Davis does another roast show.
Yeah,
and I faced off against Ray on that, and I mean, like. It's just brutal. And then there's this one guy, Andrew Graham, who he's friends with Joe Graham.
I think he's related, cousin, isn't he?
Sorry. Yeah. Cousins with Joe and Gary Graham. Okay. Joe and Gary are brothers. And
are they twins?
They are not.
Okay. Gotcha.
And he actually like called me out at an open mic because this started.
Joe or Gary did?
Andy did.
Oh, Andy did. Okay.
Because he was going up and I'm like, you are the second worst Andy here. And he got all mad and I'm like, you dumb motherfucker.
That was a
that
compliment.
Makes me the worst Andy. And then he actually like called me out.
What?
And he even said he was like going to do a Facebook post. He's like, oh, we're going to roast battle and stuff. So okay. I went home and I wrote jokes for like an hour. Like really mean, rude shit about him. And then like I've done it to him twice, and the last time I did it, because I don't know if you've ever been out to Garage Bar, but
I just did a set there the other weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
But like his whole family
shows up.
Yeah,
that's how you and I
up.
Remember you and I were hanging out, and that's how I saw the checks from your girlfriend or your wife. Your girlfriend.
That was Garage Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, all that shit with Andy happened on Thursdays. That's why I was spacing for
a
second. I'm like,
it was still
you
garage
have
bar.
Never
no,
been
I've never
there
been to
up
a Thursday
in the room.
One.
You're not missing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I ended up just doing it like twice. And I tried to talk him out of it. I'm like, dude, I've been doing comedy for like 9 years.
Really? Like, that's awesome.
And I've roasted people in New York. I actually got a standing ovation.
Nice.
My favorite line from that, and I will never forget it, is what's his name? Sean. Anyway, I said, Sean has done so much cocaine that his face should be on Colombian money. And like, I got a standing ovation for that. And I'm like, dude, you don't want to do this. And then we finally did it. And he, his whole family was there.
Oh
like,
my
cousins
God.
From out of town. And
what?
His aunt. And like,
why?
Because they, his whole.
But why would you bring family to a roast battle?
Right.
Like,
no,
doing stand up, yeah.
Because I just roasted him at the end of my
set.
Oh,
you
while
did
he
not.
There.
He didn't even know. Oh, I thought no. It was a roast battle.
Well, he never did it.
Oh.
So I'm sorry. I guess I left that
part
out. So
what?
He called
so you're
me
just
out, but he never actually did it.
Did you tell him, like, I'm going to roast you
I
tonight?
I called him up on stage.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I got my jokes ready from last time.
And then
time.
He didn't roast you.
He was so. I torched him so bad that he's just like, nah, man, you won. Like, I'm out of here.
Insane.
He's like, please stop.
Yeah, and again, like, you know, I'm not going on national tours or anything, but I've been at it a while. I can make fun of your glasses pretty well.
You know what I hate? So remember I talked about I feel bad what I mean.
Don't feel bad that you're a fundamentally nice person.
Well, I felt bad that, like, I feel bad. So I feel bad being mean, but conversely, I just, my first roast jokes I ever wrote were back in February because I roasted Spider.
Nice.
That is a dangerous little floodgate to open because I think I wrote roast jokes for a solid 2 hours, which is longer than any streak of me just writing regular jokes.
Yes.
And I now have like a huge repository, not just of Spider, but like people specifically, that was the thing. They're like, you can either roast my experience anyway, as I'm very like emotional and viscerally reacting to things. So I can write roast jokes all day about people I super like, which is why I agreed to go up against Megan and Spider. Or that I hate the shit out of. And I went, oh my God, I probably have 40 jokes written about one person. Like, it was just all day.
Look, we all know they're about me. Stop dancing around it. Let's see.
Let's not pretend that you're more important than just a friendly acquaintance, Dr. Meredith. You
and
are.
Thank you for using doctor. It pisses
me
off.
What's that about? What's that about?
Oh, good, yeah.
I don't even know. You'd mentioned it earlier. So.
I have my real fake doctorate. From the Universal Life Church out of Modesto, California.
Ha!
So I wanted
Lacey
to get
Peterson was from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gigi's mind is blown right now.
It's Universal Life Church, Lacey Peterson, all sorts of great things.
It's the only
but,
thing I know about
I was going to get my credentials of ministry so that I could marry a friend. They did not get married.
Uh-oh.
And for like $15 extra, I could get a Doctor of Divinity.
Wow.
So I got that. And I've just, like, the power of suggestion is amazing. Like, just correct people, basically. They're like, Andy Meredith, everybody. I'm like, it is Dr. Andy Meredith,
Dr. by the way.
And, like, you know, if you do a flyer, I'm like, please make sure to include Dr. Andy Meredith.
Admittedly, as comics, none of us will fucking take you seriously. And you're not supposed no to. Reason. No, but I'm saying, like, the power of suggestion, you say doctor, be like, okay. Like,
but they, I mean, do just,
do they?
They
do it. Do they really? Do That's so like, funny. Dr. Andy. I'll never do it. I'm sorry. I know you're going to be on the show soon, and I'm not going to do it.
No, don't. That's what I mean. You don't. And then eventually, though, like, one time you'll do it. And then, and then, like, I'll shake your hand. You won't think about
it.
And
weird...
then later you're like, wait, son of a bitch, so he's not a real doctor.
I'm not religious, and I'm not superstitious, yeah. And I also don't believe in the supernatural. However, I'm relatively certain that something that happened at my wedding was effectively what jinxed it forever. And that is the fact that we got married by a bishop.
An archbishop.
I know. Whoa. I know. He was a serious... He had the pointy hat.
Plot twist.
Oh, yeah, shit. It was a bishop. Yeah, so wow. He had a pointy hat. But he married us, and the thing is, he normally marries clergy. He doesn't marry laymen, usually. So he married us, and when he had us turn around and announce us to the whole church, he went, ladies and gentlemen, Reverend and Mrs. Falstick. And we both, and there's a picture of both of us in the wedding where we're just going
at each other. I can picture all of this perfectly, because I know what both of you
well,
look
yeah,
like.
Well, yeah, you know both of us.
I can picture everything.
There's a wedding picture I have. I'm sure I can find it when we go back to the house, but it's a picture of the two of us just literally looking at each other going, like, awkward smile, looking at the audience.
I've been to Catholic weddings where the priest says a totally different name.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. A totally different, like, Irish Catholic boy's name. Like, you didn't say Jack, you said Thomas.
At least he said the wrong name, as long
and
as it wasn't one of them.
This is why we got married at a courthouse.
Did you?
Amongst other reasons. We did, yeah.
Okay, had you either of you been married before?
No, we had not. And we got engaged. We were going to get married. And, like, I was having problems with my family and stresses trying to put a wedding together. And it was like, fuck it. Let's just do a wedding and we'll do a reception later. Mm-hmm. And, like, and especially with, you know, getting custody of the kids all straightened out from their absentee sperm donor.
Oh, so these aren't your biological kids.
They are not my biological kids. But we went through the whole adoption process and stuff. And, well, and that's kind of what happened is, like, you know, my wife never put any pressure on me or anything. But, like, you know, I was involved in their lives. Mm-hmm. And it was at the point where I'm like, I either have to, like, be a father figure to them or I need to bounce. Because
yeah.
They're, you know, getting old enough.
Mm-hmm. And, to understand.
Like, really, and, yeah, to understand.
Resonate.
And, well, and, you know, I was having problems with my wife at the time and stuff like that. And, you know, yeah, a lot is happening leading into it. But it was all good stuff. And
yeah.
I love them more than anything in the whole wide world. They were, like, them and my wife are, like, my main motivator for
sure.
You know? But it's good.
Do you find the asshole gets turned down a bit when it comes to them because they're, like...
No.
No, it's the same level for everybody, or does it go up for certain people, or?
Obviously, like, at work and stuff, like, I'm not totally unreasonable about it, but I feel like it's actually kind of worse for my kids, because they have, like, you know, for other people, I don't really have expectations. Like, I may never see people ever again. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like, whatever. I had a 5-minute conversation with you. Even if, and it was good and everything. Like, yay, hanging out and socializing with people. But whatever. But, like, I am responsible for them. And I want them to grow up in this sick, terrible, like, even though the world's actually pretty good. And
know,
things are better and safer.
I'm like, what?
Been.
That's it. Like, people always shit over, like, everything is terrible and we should all die. I'm like, you should have lived just, like, 20, 30 years ago, fucked. Like,
yeah, like being like a living adult, like when, you know, well, you graduated in 07, like when, mm-hmm. around when we were born, like, you still couldn't be like a black person.
Right.
Like, just like it, live your friggin' life.
No, that's like, it. Like, you know, but I mean,
yeah.
It's way better now. Like, it's way better. But I am preparing them for when they are going to be out there alone and they have to think through shit and make fucking decisions. And I don't have time for them to not listen to me and for their bullshit. Like, my daughter all the time. It's like, you can't be talking right now because I haven't finished my sentence. So nothing you are saying can possibly be the right thing.
Yeah. How old is she?
9 going on
30. Preteen.
Yeah, 9 going on 35.
Tween.
Like, she has a cell phone, but she can't call people on
it. Okay.
Like, it's an old cell phone. She likes to play games on it and shit like that. But she would be sitting there, like, texting her grandma. She's wearing a bracelet. She's, like, texting away on her little phone. And I'm like, holy shit. You were like, the may I sit talk? I would like to speak to the manager. I'm like, ass. Like,
yeah.
And it's nice because we drive each other crazy because she's just me. She's, like, brash. And,
that's so great. How long how long have you been there?
Six years.
Okay, so the majority of her life.
Yeah, so, like, my son's about to turn 8. Okay. He doesn't know any better.
Okay, so he only knows you.
And she barely remembers. Like, she doesn't remember me. She just knows that I wasn't always there.
Okay.
She doesn't really
remember.
She can't really conceptualize anything else because she just wasn't old enough. But she'll have, like, memories and stuff. And it's like, well, but why wasn't Dad around?
Oh, they call you Dad?
Yeah. That was a long, oh my God, I cried so much when that finally, like, happened. Because, like, we, like, asked them if, like, it would be okay. Like, if we got, well, I proposed to my wife first. Because get fucking real. We're adults. I'm not, like, asking a little kid. Like, fuck
that. He's like, get out of my face.
But, like, you know, after we talked to her, like, we talked to them about it, and they, like, loved it, and they, like, cried, and we hugged, and, like, all awesome stuff. And then, like, eventually, like, she called me Dad, and, like, I was freaking out about it. And it was hilarious, because I, one time during a show, I told a story about that, and it was one of those shows where you're doing a show to, like, 3 people and a drunk bitch and her boyfriend who's like, why are you this drunk and why is this happening
to
me?
It's a Tuesday, like, and it's 6 p.m. There's probably
5 people, but it's like, hey, everybody, how you doing? I'm Andy Meredith, and I look like Steven. Boo, fuck you!
Oh,
and
my,
like,
God!
What happened? And so I'm outside smoking a cigarette afterward. We're like, because I was like, at the time I was like turning a leaf. I'm like, I'm going to just stop yelling at people like all the time. Like, I'm just not going to do it anymore. It's fucking drunk.
Sorry, townies. Real quick, did you ever watch Family Matters?
Yes. Yes.
3, 2, 1. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. What the heck is bothering me? Just Carl Winslow yelling that to try and, like, calm down. My God. Like, that's just what it reminded
me. I wanted to be in that family so badly.
So bad.
So badly.
You were young, so you have just been totally forgotten about. Like, that chick just vanished out of credits one day.
Exactly. Like, all of a sudden, I was a totally different person the next episode. No one noticed or cared.
I know, Judy.
Or, like, the aunt in Fresh Prince. They did that. Oh, yeah, they replaced her.
And then Nikki was baby, and then they came back, and he was 7 or something.
On the next season, a second grader instead of a baby.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the flash forwards. So you said what were we yelling about? We talked about your daughter saying I love you, or you're calling you her dad.
Oh, the heckler outside. Yes. I was trying so hard to, like, not yell at mean, rude, drunk bitch that it just happened. Or asshole. They happen too. They happen all the time. Everyone.
Yep.
See, that's what equality really is everyone is equally terrible. Oh, and yeah, selfish.
For sure. That's what I believe 100%.
And so, like, I'm outside smoking a cigarette, and, like, she keeps talking to me. I'm like, you really just need to leave me the fuck alone. Like, I'm just like, can I have your hand? Just for a second. Hold your hand out. Just for a second. She's like, I hope that she calls you Dad. And I'm like, you're fucking bitch and a half.
Oh,
like, how could you say
that?
Like,
I know so many people.
You've been heckling me
like
for 45 fucking minutes, and you try to throw, like, mic drop me with a nice thing. Go fuck yourself. That's not how any of this works. It's not even
that,
a compliment
that is
sandwich.
Insane.
I get that lady a lot, but I always get the last part. Like, the drunk lady coming up, like, I just think that you'll find true love someday. I'm just like, thank you.
I love that voice.
Drunk
that
lady.
Great.
I have many years of practice at drunk lady voice. So yeah, that's shitty, but it sounds awesome. Like, that, I mean, like, was it just like one day she was like, yo, Dad, or like, were you just, did you even notice it? Did she even realize she did it?
No, she totally realized she did it. Cause it was like, they were like waiting all day for me to get home from work, but it was hilarious. Cause it was like the most obvious, like, planned thing ever.
Really?
But she did it in, like, a super casual, like, kid way. Like, hey Dad, what's for dinner? Something like that. Like,
that's,
oh my
adorable.
God, you told me Dad. And of course, though, that's just how, like, my memory works. Like, you would think I'd remember exactly what she said.
Yeah, right.
No, I was just, like, floored.
Taken aback.
Completely floored.
You're not expecting it.
And that's, they're just cool, man. But we fight every single day.
Well, again, that's not uncommon, I think, especially, like, I think from ages, for me, 9 through,
How old are you now?
36. six.
You're like, what year
I was a raging cunt. I mean, I wasn't a raging cunt just because my mom wouldn't have allowed that, but it was like, I did. Like, I had a lot of fucking sass. And like, that was, and I don't even know why. Like, I can't explain it. I can remember feeling the way I felt, but I have no idea why I felt that way other than hormones.
And you're okay to feel that way. Yeah. And like, I tell my daughter that all the time. I'm not telling you not to feel the way that you feel. I'm not telling you you're wrong. You screaming at me is what's wrong. And I'm not going to let you become me.
Well, and that's, I mean, reaction what I love about that is you have such a like clear feeling of like father responsibility sort of to keep them on the straight and narrow. Because seriously, that's the thing. I've always said, I love babies. I love babies so much. And the second they become like toddlers, fuck them. Get them out. Get them out of my face. And then don't actually fuck them. But when you...
Oh, God, please don't.
When you...
I haven't yet. I'm going to keep not.
Have it turn to like age five. Like age five is a really fun, cool age again. And then they're literally cool until they're like 9, 10, 11. And then they just suck until they're like 30.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like... Yeah. It's just... It's such a... That's why I have none. Because I feel like it's such a roller coaster of like, you gotta... You get like little reprieves of like, this thing is cool, but then you have like all of this nonstop, like, she took my sex, fuck you. Like, and then you gotta deal with.
Yeah.
Well, because I used to date a guy who had three kids and all three of them were teenagers.
Why would you do that?
Because again,
Wendy Williams would advise you to not do that.
Well, Wendy Williams also makes questionable life choices. And
she does, but she's surprisingly. How you doing? She surprisingly gives really good advice.
Really?
Yeah.
I have one for you. I just saw a clip the other day. So Wendy Williams, and she polled the audience on this afterward. She polled the audience because someone stood up and asked if she should trick or covertly get pregnant by her man, even though he doesn't want another kid. And
John,
she
pulled
the audience and was like, everyone's like, woo, fuck yeah, trick him into having a kid forever.
Really?
And yes. This is why I don't have children, although I probably should to hollow out the gene pool a little bit. Because...
What did Wendy say?
Wendy's like, that's right, girl. See you. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, she does make questionable decisions. And it's so, whatever.
Like, no one likes those men's rights activist people.
No, fuck those guys.
Those are the worst kinds of people.
Anyone who's white, straight, or male activist can just go fucking die in a poison fueled fire.
Why isn't there a straight parade?
You can't.
Fuck them.
Every day.
It gives me pause, though.
No, believe me, I sit in the middle, so.
Yeah, like they're terrible, because it's just all like, you should be able to meet your wife and whatnot.
I have never heard that extreme view, but I don't doubt that it exists.
I was watching this documentary about it called, like, The Red Pill, because it is a documentary produced by a feminist documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
And she goes and, like, interviews these people. And if you go to the Red Pill website, their articles are titled, like, it's okay to beat your wife.
I keep hearing, like, these Red Pill people on Twitter. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Yeah. I know, like, there's The Matrix, but what the fuck? Like, I didn't realize that was misogynistic. Like,
and it's completely horrifying, terrifying shit. But like, then you also see things like a whole audience full of people going like, yeah, trick him into having to pay for child support for
it's both extremes.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can't we just not fuck each other over?
Yeah. Can't we just all be honest about what we're doing here and not?
Okay. That's a little sketch.
No
that's,
violence.
That's not a good example.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams, everyone.
I commented on a YouTube page. Oh, YouTube Wendy Williams.
Oh, you're a YouTube commenter? Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, I'm not. That's the funny real. Thing. I literally commented because she said something really shitty. I don't know if it was about R. Kelly or
Wendy
something.
Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was basically almost like siding with like, it wasn't R. Kelly, but it was someone like that in that situation.
He's pissing on kids.
And she was just like, listen, what do you expect if you're going in a trail? And I was like, what? And I just like, in a fit of rage, commented on a YouTube video. It's like, who do I think I am? I'm not a troll. But I was just that enraged by
4chan Jeej.
You were enraged by R. Kelly's child sex slavery. He's like, and Wendy Williams being okay with it. I get it.
What do you
that's not 4chan Jeej.
What do you classify as a teenager?
Opposite of 4chan. Yeah, exactly.
If they're a teenager.
Yeah. Their age ends in teen.
What do you mean?
Teen.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 18 ends in teen.
Yeah.
That's totally
what if it was just literally ignorance?
Like,
he literally
like to say, though, I
never learned his teens.
All these fucking podcasts.
I mean,
like,
he's supposedly illiterate. I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt at all. Yeah. I was in the closet, too. I was in all these like podcasts about like just human nature and all that shit. And there was this guy was talking about how he like lived on a remote Polynesian island for like, I don't know, 20 years till he researched this tribe that lived there. And then he ended up like marrying one of the girls and she was like 12 or something. And so, okay, yes.
Whoa.
But there's the thing, like there is, they delve further into the question of like cultural norms. Do you know what I mean?
It would have been like insulting to not
marry. Well, and just the point of like, who, like, so here's my biggest point. Don't fuck children ever, but, right. but, and this has nothing to do with fucking children. The point is that a lot of our society now espouses the view of don't judge, okay? And accept other cultures and mm-hmm. accept, you know what I mean? So where is the line drawn as far as accepting cultures and like what's acceptable and like not being, you know what I mean? Because there's so much now about being open-minded and being like, you can't judge.
But that usually doesn't mean actually open-minded.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, where does it stop? Like, where do the limits stop of like, well, we have to stop the line somewhere. You can't just always be like, you shouldn't judge people and you should always be open-minded. Like,
I would like to say there's not a whole lot of like liberal individuals who are actually like diverse and open-minded.
For
they
sure.
think they no, are, I agree. But they're I agree. Not actually by definition.
They don't want to learn about where people come from that make them feel racist or put up Confederate flag. They don't want to,
or,
they want to know.
Or at not, they don't, like any religion, they're yeah. like these religions.
They're not tolerant of
they're
religion.
Fine, but that those aren't. Those are like going against what we believe. It's like, yeah, because they're different. Like, aren't you diverse? Like, right. I thought you were like just accepting of everyone. Yeah,
congratulations, acceptance. You learned that people believe different things.
Yeah, like, to me, I'm like, well, right, because they go. Believe something different. Yeah. Like, why would they?
Well, and to go back to the theme,
yeah,
I actually find that I'm actually very closed-minded. I don't fucking care, and that's not being open-minded,
right?
You know, that's being closed-minded, and it's worse that my indifference is better than what else is out there.
I was about to say, I was trying to think of like hatred like, is the opposite of indifference.
Go live your yeah. life as long as you're not interfering with me.
That's how I feel
my
too.
Kids, go live your life.
Yeah,
and like and I also think like the gender identity stuff. Go, you identify as whatever the fuck you want. That doesn't mean that I have to acknowledge or give a shit about your identity. I need to not oppress you about it, but on your, like, I work in an office. I've worked contracts. There's been a million jobs. It's like, just like, do you have a dick or not? Just check one of the boxes so we can hire you. Just like, yeah. it's bigger than the thing that you're focusing on.
Well,
just pick one.
Well, and so this is to this exact point, and then we got to wrap this up. But
sure.
To this exact point, I love how people who are like 20, 25, 30, mm-hmm. even 35 love to be like, we're so much more progressive and open-minded than our, you know, our parents and our grandparents. And they're all just racist and closed. Yeah, we're never going to become those people in 50 years. Mm-hmm. Do you honestly think that when we're in our 70s and 80s, we're going to be the most woke-ass generation of old people? Like, I guarantee you there's going to be something that we're all just like, oh, that's unacceptable. And
that's
then our grandkids yeah. are going to be like, you're doggist, grandma, or whatever the fuck they're pissed about then.
Dogs are people,
you're
too.
Dog-ist.
Yeah, like, if you say, like, dogs aren't people, like, is that going to be the new thing? And so I wonder, my
fish
theory,
are friends, not food.
My theory about the thing that we're going to be quote-unquote ist about is, I feel like, and not even because we're doing it purposefully, but, like, struggling with gender pronouns, mm-hmm. and if everything becomes strictly gender neutral, we're going to catch ourselves at like 60, 70, 80 saying he and she and have everyone go, because like,
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
And I was like, there's got it. Because that's it. I'm not so naive to think we're going to be the first fucking woke generation of elderly people.
No.
We're going to have something that we feel.
Nothing's going to change that much from how I am like now.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I mean, have you always kind of been the way you are now? Like, have you not really changed that much?
I've matured.
Yeah.
I feel I have better control of like my emotions and my behavior,
yeah,
and whatnot in general. But like those core traits, like I'm not gonna suddenly have like a wildly different belief system or lack thereof. I'm gonna kind of just keep not giving a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I care. I'm not like a sociopath about it.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, but it's like, oh yeah, you're a unicorn, whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm as out of touch now as I will be
You think so? You're like, it's not possible to get more out of touch than you are at this moment.
Oh, that's a thing? Okay.
That's the way to be, kids. Yeah. Don't give a fuck about anything.
I got sober and Trump was still president. I'm like, I thought it was that is actually like
that. The fact that you chose sobriety in the year of Trump's presidency.
If that's not part of your act,
I chugged a beer at work. Like as soon as they
election night,
as soon as they actually called it that he had won. No, it was the middle of the day.
Oh, okay. When they officially called it. Okay.
Called it. It wasn't done. They weren't done counting, but by like noon, it was done. Hey, happy America, everybody.
I would have done that too. That was a good Winnie the Pooh or Tigger. That was a good Tigger laugh. Yeah, that was actually really good. Hey, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook by my name, Andy Meredith. You can find me on Twitter that I never use. It's the Andy Meredith. It's a picture of William Shatner smoking a joint.
Hell
if
yeah.
Anyone out there listening actually looks for it. I don't know if I should use that anymore. And I'm on YouTube. You can find me with that. And I'll be linking on my Facebook to a podcast. I'm gonna, starting like a project in the next month or so when I get some balls to do it. I'm going to just post audio of like every set that I do that week.
Okay.
Because everyone always sees Netflix specials or they like listen to a podcast or something like that. No one really sees like the grind, but there's always little gems in the grind. Like everyone's had that like I did like the best show I've ever had in front of like four people. Because I like, really connected with them.
True.
And we were all like laughing together, you know? And no one ever sees that shit. Right. All you ever see is like, you know, people actually succeeding.
Or bombing if you're specifically looking for it on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So
so you've got Facebook and then YouTube. You're going to post the YouTube link. Gigi, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, g.g.chick.
You can find me at epicfaul, E-P-I-C-F-A-U-L on Twitter and Instagram. I am currently doing the pee dance because I really have to pee. I want to thank Pete Milk for doing all of our recording and production, and Above Below Entertainment for being our network.
And Niagara Falls.
And Niagara Falls. Okay, love you. Bye.